Welcome, guys. Welcome to Hello Dysfunction. I'm Katafria. This is episode 348. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. 348. Here we are. Yesterday was a long work day.
Not a lot of work, but.
Well, not a lot of usable work. We had some technical issues, but I would like to say that we did do some phone calls with some listeners that went really fucking great. I'm really happy about that.
Yeah,
that was a good time. We're going to keep doing that. How was my day today? It was all right. I do want to say what happened to all the fucking gas scammers. Do you remember there used to be people that would meet you at the gas station and fill you up for a 40? Like now... Like, I just spent $135 at the gas station, and it feels like a weekly ass whooping. Like, I'm over it. Where is all the gas scammers at? They got to be somewhere. So tap in.
They're hiding.
Comment below where I can find them.
Right.
Let us know. Today was the book fair at Pease School. I think it was her first one. It was pretty big. I got to go. I filled out, you know, my stuff and got a little volunteer badge because I was going to help walk kids from her classroom to the book fair. I was all excited. But then, like, me and Bunny got there and we couldn't find them. They were already there. But it was really cute. She came home with a list the other day in preparation. They got to go and, like, window shop first and fill out this form. She had like three posters on the form, some kind of fake phone because they have toys too, a sticker pack, like everything but a fucking book. So I was like, and it was like $100. And I was like, absolutely fucking not. So there was like a little note, like, if you don't want to send your child to school with cash, you can like send your card with it. And I'm like, absolutely not. We're not doing none of the above. Do not trust her to shop. So, you know, I asked her teacher, like, can I come up there and like go with her to the book fair? And they were like, yeah. And, you know, you can help. And so I was excited to help. So I did hang out with the class a little bit in the library. And then I just saw that we weren't really needed. So after we did our little shopping, we headed out. But it was really cute. TK is like a cute age. She's ridiculous, though. The other day. Yesterday morning, we're on our way to yesterday evening. She brought up me crying earlier in the day. And she was like, what were you crying about? And you said you were going to talk to me about it another day. And I said, I think I said I would explain it to you when you got older. And she was like, yeah, but I want to know. And I was like, no, I said I would explain it to you when you got older. And she said, I have school in the morning and I don't have a lot of time. Can you just tell me now? And I was like, I could not help but laugh, but no, I'm still not. You won't get it and go to bed. So she's been doing great, though. That's what's been going on with her. What else? We've been busy on Patreon. Therapy. I was supposed to start therapy. I was matched with a therapist that I was referred to, and I was a little apprehensive, and I was like, I don't know if this is going to be a good fit. I talked to her on the phone last week, and we had set up like a Zoom call to see if we vibe for like Monday or something. And after our phone call, I wasn't really feeling her, and I asked her like, are you a person of color? Like, I hope this isn't offensive, but like, I just want to know. And she was like, I'm like Polish, Irish, and named some kind of Middle Eastern. And I'm like, okay. So then she went on to tell me like she grew up in the hood and all this shit. And I'm just like, okay, this is.
Started throwing up gang signs.
Right. Banging on me. So I'm like, this is probably not going to work. It just felt very fake and forced. So
what was her name?
I don't want to say it, but she had like a
was it an ethnic
name? It was a very ethnic sounding name, but when I got on the phone with her, I was like, this is not an ethnic person. So I Googled her. I was right. And she's a fucking real estate agent. And not that that's a problem, but like,
pick a job.
You're wearing too many hats. I'm a severe case, okay? I don't need no amateur. She just got her degree like 2.5 years ago. You're not ready for a case like me. You're not. Like, I need somebody that's like worked in mental hospitals. I need someone that
can commit you.
I mean, just the experience. I need someone with serious years of experience to take on my case, and the real estate agent is not gonna cut it. So I was like, okay, well, I'll explain that to her and just, you know, thank her for her time or whatever on our Zoom call on Monday. She hits me Monday morning, and I think our appointment time was for like 10 a.m. or something like that. She hits me like, hey girl, you're already fucking up. Hey girl, way too casual. Hey girl, is it okay if we move it to like 12? block. I'm not even fucking thanking you for your time. Block. So back to the drawing board. I'm not in therapy. I'll figure it out.
You'll find another reference.
I will. I'm going to contact my clinic, the lady. I have a contact there that did the original referral, and I'm just going to tell her it wasn't a good fit. Put me with somebody else.
Let's do that soon.
Yeah, let's try it again. I'll call in the morning. I have the phone number right by my bed, so I look at it every time I drink water. So I will call in the morning. But that was a little disappointing, but you know, whatever. I get it. Real quick, I want to say some happy birthdays to some very important people. Jessica, Latia, Andrea, Jesse Mack, Swell Mel, CT, Brandy, and Angie. Happy birthday to all of you kittens. I hope it's amazing. I know a couple of them passed already, and I hope it was great. We had some birthdays on the 16th, I think the last episode that I did. We had like 8 people all on the 16th on the same day. This is like all like the same week-ish, but like to have that many people on the same day, that was crazy. So I hope all you guys had a great birthday too. I'm really sore still. I can barely walk. Me and Bunny went to the gym. And it had been a while. I looked on my app and it had been like a good month and some change since I went. Life has been lifing. And I thought, you know, muscle memory, I'm good. Muscle memory, I'm going to be able to lift as much as I was doing. It's fine. And a few of the machines I was able to just do less reps, but I was able to stay at the weight I stopped at. So I was proud of myself. Some of them I had to drop that weight down, and I was like, wow, bitch, like really down on myself. Like, you waited way too long and now you're not as strong as you were. It's been 1 month and some change. Like, my muscles should remember, like, you know, but, I'm sore as shit. Bunny is too. We tapped out after an hour. We would usually do like an hour and a half, an hour and 45. And we didn't get to do no arm shit. We just did all like butt and legs, which really matters the most to us, I feel like. But when I say I can't walk, it was like, it's hard for me to get in and out the car. It's hard for me to get in the bath. Like, it's been tough. And I do drink creatine, and usually that has me right, like, especially within a day, not this time around. So I'm going to give myself like one more day to recover and then get back to it. But I am proud of myself for getting back in there. Mochi, our girl, is getting surgery.
Uh-oh, time to get fixed.
Finally time to get fixed. Get them shots. She's out here living like a feral girl. And, you know, it's time to get her to be responsible. It's time to be a responsible pet owner and do what I need to do. Her appointment has finally come up. And it's hard in the Bay Area to, you know, I contacted multiple places and like, I guess the spots fill up really fast. So we had to wait like a month, I guess. And you know, her date is finally here. So I'm curious to see if they're going to put a cone on her or not. My other cats that I had when I got them fixed, they didn't wear a cone and they were fine. And there wasn't like no crazy, you know, they were a little dizzy. They were a little stumbling that day, but they were okay. Lots of sleeping. I just hope she's not like puking or like anything crazy. I hear horror stories about cats taking out stitches and shit. I don't need that in my life. So hopefully she's good.
What's the recovery time?
I don't know. I'm going to find it all out when her appointment comes. Did you see what has been going on with David, the singer?
Yeah, they finally arrested him.
Like, we solved this case in fucking October. Mm-hmm. So whatever. I mean, I get it. They wanted solid evidence. They took longer than usual to get like any type of autopsy results because of the decomposition and all of that. So I understand, like, before they picked him up, they wanted to have a really solid case. I just wish, like, thinking if that was one of my kids, I just wish they would have had him in jail during that time.
He was living like a few blocks over in the hills still.
He was fine. Yeah, just doing whatever, living life. So they did finally lock him up and transferred him to LA County. However, he is in segregation.
Of course.
I think he's like 5 feet tall. He's a little guy.
You would want to put him there.
I want him in general pop.
I know what you want.
Yeah. But he's in segregation. So he's only getting like 3 hours of rec time a week, I think is what I heard. And, you know, he's in the hole. So that's where he should stay. The death penalty is on the table because of the special circumstances, which California is pussy about executing people anyway. But at least you know he'll never get out if he makes it to death row or life without parole. So they confirmed that she passed away from a sharp instrument. They're saying that like her liver was punctured, in between her ribs was punctured, possibly hitting her lungs. Like, she was stabbed up and they have a motive. They're saying that she had threatened to expose him. For her underage sexual relationship that she had with him. Her fingers were removed. So it makes me wonder if there was like some torture involved before her passing. One of her eyes is missing. And her head was like, I'm sorry, this is very graphic. Her head was like almost skeletonized. So they were saying like some tissue there might have been removed from her skull also. She was in two separate bags. Like, it's just, it's such a gnarly way to do somebody. This child, they're saying that there might be another minor victim that they're finding out about. It's just such a disgusting case. And then now, in hindsight, looking at his music, his lyrics.
That shit was crazy.
His gimmicks at his shows, like having a casket at his concerts, selling merch with blood splatters all over it, wearing dress shirts and making dress shirts with fake blood splatters.
All his videos with like fake versions.
The animation, the lookalikes, the lookalikes in the videos. He had one video that was an animation and it was like a girl getting all stabbed up in those areas. Like, it's just like, are you telling on yourself, you sick fuck?
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Yeah, it's glad they finally got him the fuck out of here.
What's really upsetting to me is the way that any post or anything I see about the case, people are just attacking her fucking family. And they're like, you better lock her family up too and all this shit. Hold on. Her family did what they were supposed to do. They reported it every time she ran away.
Yep.
They didn't have any information about him. They only knew his name was David. They told the police his name was David every time she ran away. And like I had friends that were runaways, yeah. and I know, like, when you're a teenage runaway, the police are not dedicating man hours to finding your fucking kid. They're like, relax, ma'am, they'll come home. You know, like,
and
they're
she
not
did run away and come back a few times,
multiple times. It's like so it's like this time she just didn't make it back home. But like the family did what they could. People are saying that they need to check their bank records because he was paying off her parents. Her parents pimped her. Just hurtful fucking
shit.
I saw
all that shit. That was just
hurtful. Bullshit. Just oh my God. There's no evidence of that. And like, do you think they didn't investigate that? Like, why wouldn't they check that? He was, however, accused of paying off some of her peers at her school that maybe had witnessed them together. And there's photos of him like paying a few kids. But like, as far as her family goes, they gave up all the information they had. Like, I don't know what more people think they were supposed to do. You know, it's just sad all the way around. And for a family that's grieving to then turn around and blame them, that's hella nasty.
Seemed like a lot.
Yeah. Leave her fucking family alone. April 11th marked the 8-year anniversary of the Sesta Fosta shit passing, which, if you remember, that's what got Backpage taken off the internet. That's what got like Craigslist and like a lot of online advertising for escorts taken down, which in turn pushed a lot of trafficking further underground, which in turn made it a lot more dangerous and made it a lot more untraceable. And it was the stupidest fucking thing that the government could have done. It also cost a lot of providers like their livelihood.
Was and this like something like a state, something that got passed?
Yeah. Yeah. If you want to search it, it's SESTA, S-E-S-T-A, / FOSTA, F-O-S-T-A. Okay. And we can talk about that a little bit, but I can't believe it's already been 8 years since that happened. I mean, there are other platforms. I just know a lot of providers were scrambling, you know, because at the time they were like, am I going to have to go outside and work? Like, what am I going to do? Am I going to have to start freestyling in hotels and casinos and shit?
And
like,
it's funny because there's still a lot of places, websites you can go.
Now. But when that happened and, like, you know, the owners of Backpage and shit went to jail and all that, a lot of websites shut down a lot. Gotcha. A lot of the main ones that.
So this allowed states and victims to fight online sex trafficking acts, stop enabling sex trafficking.
That was the intention.
In 2018, U.S. law designated combat. That was the point, but clearly.
Yeah, but they failed. Like, what the best thing would have been to maybe add more steps in the payment process so that you could track whoever is paying for the advertising. You know what I'm saying? Like, make it to where it's less anonymous. Because what they did now is they drove it further underground, and the sites that are available now, you have to like buy your fucking advertising with Bitcoin and shit, like encrypted, anonymous shit. So now you really don't know where it's coming from. Like, they made it worse. Their idea, they went in the complete wrong direction they were trying to go. And so
someone else found a way around it.
Some, but yeah, it just ain't like it was. So like, you know, a few of the main sites that are still up, you got to go through all these extra steps now to buy digital currency to use, because the credit card companies are against it now. They don't want you using their services to pay for advertising. And there are a few smaller sites that are accepting payments, but it's really fucked up. They fucked a lot of the game up, and they fucked it up for a lot of providers, you know, that it's bullshit. It's a war on women making choices with their own bodies. And that was just like a big start of it that hasn't stopped.
How are these new sites getting away with it?
Bitcoin. And there is one or two others that I know of that are accepting credit card payments, but they're like in Switzerland, you know, so they fall under different laws. But it's not like it was. Like, if you try to create a new profile, it's good for existing profiles that, you know, people that were already on there. But like, good luck trying to set up a new profile because they're not accepting any new members. It's like, it's fucked up. It's really fucked up. So, you know, a lot of people I know either switch to creating digital content or like OnlyFans or, you know, whatever, doing it that way. Kind of advertising on social media. There's a lot of that on Twitter. Or just, you know, freelancing and going outside and like meeting people the old fashioned way in person.
It's pointless too. Like,
yeah,
just trying to stop something you can't
stop.
That's
not going to stop. So at least let's make it safer and more traceable. That would have been the smart thing to do, but they fucked it up. So yeah, I just didn't realize it had already been 8 years since that happened. I remember when it happened.
So yeah, that's a long time. That is a long time.
Wow. Yeah. Have you watched any of Euphoria, the new Euphoria? You have?
Yep.
Is it a lot of kinks?
Yeah, there's some kinks in there, but it's a lot of drug use
and trafficking and stuff.
A lot of OnlyFans stuff and just, I wouldn't say kinks, just a lot of drug abuse and prostitution and just, it's crazy. It's actually a pretty good season.
They jumped forward
a bunch of years, which made sense because they were in high school before.
True.
So they've jumped forward like 4 years. So people have kind of been through some shit now.
Yeah.
It's done well.
I don't know if I'm going to watch it. It doesn't seem realistic, but really?
It seems more like a Quentin Tarantino version of it or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like the first episode, she's smuggling drugs over a fence in Mexico. Like they put things up so she can drive over. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And she's like making pills with fent, and then someone dies. And next thing she's working at a strip club because she's a lesbian in this. And so she's like the house girl at a strip club and.
Okay.
Just
that's
a bunch
enough.
Of nonsense. Yeah. It's just crazy.
I'm probably not going to watch it. And it's because, a lot of providers are not happy with this season. They're showcasing kinks that I read about. Some littles. Are you familiar with littles? Like the pacifiers and the.
Yeah.
So there's some of that. And other kinks were mentioned. And the director is like a creep, like a full on creepy perv. And a lot of people are not happy with him, but they're saying that he's showcasing a lot of these kinks, but people that actually provide these services are being buried, you know, and our visibility is being limited and, you know, our content is being taken down. But for this TV show, like, you guys can cosplay as it, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So people are not happy with that. And I've seen a lot of people choose to boycott the show. Understandably, I am a little curious about it, so I might like look into it, maybe watch some clips or
you
something.
Know who's in it is that Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah.
The one that's sort of right wing.
Very right wing.
Yeah. And kind of weird. So she's the one who. With the pacifier who's doing OnlyFans to pay for her wedding because her husband's going broke.
Yeah. I don't care about the storyline.
No.
Yeah.
I get it. But you said you might watch it. So.
I might watch some clips to see what examples of kinks they show to see what people are really unhappy about.
It seemed like such a small thing. Now that I think back, it was like she was dressed as a dog with a pacifier.
I heard about someone being pulled by a leash. And then I saw still images of her posing with her legs up with like little socks on and a pacifier and pigtails dressed up as a little. So,
It just didn't, when I was watching it, that isn't what caught me, but I hear you.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
It's very much a kink. It's a thing. Yep. And so, and a lot of people are not okay with that. I don't know if I'm bothered by it. I know littles in real life. I had one. So,
what?
Yeah, I don't know if I ever really talked about that much. I had a little. And
a little what?
They call themselves littles. And it's a kink where it's like very childlike. sometimes there is a sexual element where, like, they'll wear onesies and, you know, some people go really far with it, wear diapers, baby bibs, things like that, and kind of play dress up and stuff. For her, it was more a mental thing, and it was kind of a mommy little dynamic, and so she
was
liked
a woman. I was
kidding. She was a grown woman. Yeah, these are adults doing this. So she really liked coloring books. She really liked toys. I think it was more a comfort thing for her. She was also attracted to me, so I feel like that element was there, but like I didn't play into that. I just kind of like took on more of a mommy role with her. And like, you know, I knew that it made her comfortable. And I think it was some unresolved childhood issues, but it was something that she was very much into.
But she got off on it.
No, I mean, it was like her lifestyle. It wasn't like a sexual act to get off. It was her lifestyle that she preferred. She dressed.
She was attracted to you.
But I'm saying that that wasn't part of it. I don't think. But yeah, she also had a best friend that was in it deeper, and her man would actually role play with it. And she wasn't like super comfortable with how far they took it, like because her boyfriend would like have her in the baby outfits and shit. And like, you know, I'll spare you guys more details, but that's, you can kind of catch where I'm going with that. But they went pretty far with it and with sex acts involved. She didn't do sex acts with it, so if that makes sense. But, you know, some people, like, they go really far with it. And like, as a dom, I have had people that, like, want diaper changes, and infantilism is very much a thing, and it's a kink for a lot of men. And to pretend they're nursing or, like, to want to make a dirty diaper and then get punished for it, or, you know, get spanked and all that. And I played into that, you know, sometimes I never changed like a dirty diaper, but, and I would actually have to put in my ads, like my limits, like I wouldn't do that. But certain other parts I would. But yeah, it's a pretty common fetish everywhere.
So here, how do you feel about it being on the TV show versus what you experienced?
I feel like you guys are cosplaying, and I don't want to see it in mainstream TV.
Got it. Okay.
Stay out of that. I feel like that. I feel like a lot of other people I saw complaining feel like, stay out of that. That's not your world. And like, the director is known for being creepy. And like, I don't know. I don't necessarily need you guys. Like, my daughter watches that show. I don't know. I just feel like, you know, and like, whatever. I'm not kink shaming either, but like, some people, that's their life. And I don't know. I have to see it to see if they're making a mockery of it or
mainstream, which makes it kind of corny.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't want that. Stay out of it.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Keep those kinks personal.
Well, just off the big screen, off TV. Like, you know, I don't need it streaming on TV, I guess.
I'm not surprised that that's where they're going with the show, because I'm surprised. It's been like 4 or 5 years since the last season. So
yeah,
they kind of went, like I said, it's like Quentin Tarantino-esque. It's like over the top.
Yeah.
Everything is over the top.
Like making up for lost time or something? Like they just turned it all up.
Yeah, it's so turned. Everything is to the extreme. It's not real. It's like the drug use isn't real. It just seems like...
just super exaggerated.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, I get it. Have you ever dated, or, you know, you grew up with sisters and stuff. Like, have you ever been around women that wash their panties in the shower?
I can't say that I'm conscious of that.
Did you ever see any hanging in the shower?
My mom, when I was growing up, might have had them in there.
Yeah, like hanging in the shower or something.
Maybe, yeah.
So, I'm learning that everyone fucking does this, but Americans. And I mean, some Americans do it. Not to gross anyone out, but like when I used to get periods, like of course, then I'm gonna rinse them out in the shower. But I knew Caribbean women did it. You know, I knew Jamaican women did it. I learned Chinese women do it. Just standard thing. Like, everybody does it.
Well, cleaning your own underwear?
Washing, like when you take them off to shower, you wash them in the shower. And then you like hang them up and then you put them in the wash after. Hmm. Like that's not the final wash. But like it's just a step to further clean them so that they're not just sitting dirty in the hamper.
It's like a pre-wash.
It's a pre-wash, exactly. Because you don't want dirty panties sitting for a week until you do laundry, you know? So it's just something intimate like that. Like if it gets dirty, like you want to clean it right away just to make sure it's extra clean. But I'm learning a lot of American women do not do this, have never done it, would not like almost laugh at it, like think that's bizarre. And I'm like, I mean, it feels weird talking to a man about this, but like if you have a period, right, you're just going to let that dry and then like sit for like, you know, I mean, for staining reasons, for whatever, just for cleanliness. Like, why wouldn't you hand wash that right away? Yeah. And then wash it again after. Well, you know, women have other secretions. And so it's basically the same thing. Like, you know, you want to wash that off first.
Is that
but
crust off of there?
I mean, that sounds disgusting, but yes. So I'm like, I don't know. I saw some people kind of talking like, yeah, absolutely not. But it just goes back to like the washcloth conversation and like, do you use washcloths?
I do.
Okay. I don't know if I ever asked you that.
A lot of whites don't, apparently.
I know.
But I grew up with washcloths.
You had a washcloth family. Yes. Okay. Thank God. Because I know a lot don't. And I've seen people making fun of it. And it's like comedians making jokes about it. And I'm like, that's not a laughing matter. Like, you probably have years of dead skin on you that like needs to come off, that you need to scrub. I don't give a fuck what you use. Get those mitts on fucking
loofah mitts,
the whatever, the gloves. Scrub yourself. Soak. You need to scrub until it hurts.
And soak.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you're big on that.
A lot of people just shower
and think that's enough.
Just run the water for 2 minutes and jump out. I'm like,
yeah,
that was quick.
Yeah, I've had people write in and talk about their partners don't wash their legs and their feet. They think that soap running down is sufficient. No, you have to scrub. You have to. So it just goes back to that, like, and makes me fear for people. Like, another question on the list that you need to ask when you're dating, I guess. Like, do you leave your fucking panties in the laundry for the week or do you wash them in the shower? I don't know. It's just, it's scary. Humans are scary. Yeah, it's just another question to add to the list. Like
the list of dating questions.
Yeah. Do you scrape your tongue? Do you floss? Is your tongue white? Like, I need to know all of these things.
Do you get the crust out between your teeth?
Yeah, you need to be in there, getting into every crevice. You need to finger your asshole when you wash your ass.
You need
like
to clean behind your ears, actually.
Scrub the fuck in and out of your ears, behind them, everywhere. Like, people are lazy, I'm learning, with their hygiene. That's not something, that's a deal breaker. That's not something you could be lazy with. And it's scary.
It's important.
Yeah.
To be clean.
It is.
I mean,
it is. And I get it. If you didn't have someone to teach you, I didn't have no one to teach me a lot of shit, but like I figured it the fuck out. Like, I don't know. I just think people need to be more responsible and be on top of that kind of shit. You can't be lazy about certain shit. Wash your fucking panties in the shower. If you haven't been, start. Because one go round with all the rest of the clothes, like that's not cleaning nastiness out of those. Like,
I think that's like Americans, because we buy so much shit, they're just like, I'm just going to buy new panties, or I don't know. It's just, why
I just,
is it
I think it's American laziness. I don't know. I'm going to chalk it to American laziness.
Okay.
I don't know. Let me know, you guys. Let me know in the comments. I want to know.
If you're a gross American.
Do you wash your panties in the shower? Or do you think it's a joke? Let me know. Speaking of jokes, Ice Spice got slapped in McDonald's in L.A. Did you see it?
I did see that. I didn't know if she got any licks in. I heard she went outside and tried to get some
licks. She went outside, tried to take it further. There was a dude that kept getting in between. I'm wondering if that was a real situation.
She was in L.A. eating. And someone came up to her, apparently tried to sit next to her, talk to her.
No, she was standing over her. I watched the footage. Okay. Her and her friend are sitting across from each other. I say friend loosely because the girl didn't do shit. Like, she should have been in that, on that, immediately. But the girl she was with didn't move a muscle. But they're sitting in a booth in McDonald's. There's hella like teenagers or something in the McDonald's. That wasn't no McDonald's I would have sat down in, like, to eat real quick. She's there, no security, and she gets pressed. This young girl comes up to the booth and is standing over her. That's like the first flag. You don't let nobody come over and stand over you. She should have stood up immediately before it went there. But they're like having an exchange of words. There's audio picked up on the footage, and the girl's hella asking her, where are you from? Where are you from? Pressing her, right? At that point, bitch, you put down the burger and you jump up. Like, I don't care. Don't give nobody a chance to take off on you.
I don't get how Ice Spice is in L.A. with no security at McDonald's.
With a white girl with a hood on her head eating McDonald's in a booth in L.A. Like, they're... So that's what makes me question, was this even a real situation? I know she has an album coming out, and is this promo to get your name buzzing? I don't think she's an idiot. So I could see that being a stunt to get her name out there right now, but that's a wild way to do it.
It is.
But it's wild even if it is the truth. Like, you let this girl press you. You didn't hop up. You're getting smart with her. Y'all are exchanging tense words. Until she finally smacks the fuck out of you. Then you jump up. Some dude pulled the girl back, like dragged her outside. And then the footage picks back up when they're already outside. And then she's trying to get her issue in the middle of the street. There's people in between them. I think they might have swung on each other a couple times. And then, like, that was it. It just looked like a crazy situation. And where was your antennas at? Because you should have known as soon as somebody comes over talking to you aggressively, hop the fuck up. But, yeah, it was super frustrating watching that. Yeah, and like where is your people that you work with?
Well, that's like, what's weird. Maybe she does have, like, a Happy Meal coming out. With, like, a little...
McDonald's collab?
Yeah.
She might have a Happy Meal coming out. Right. No, I don't know. We'll see. Stay tuned.
Crazy. Just you and one friend in McDonald's in L.A. with no security.
Yeah.
I mean,
but like a turned up McDonald's. It's not like in the hills somewhere, a fancy one. It's like there's wild teenagers like sitting up on top of the booths and shit. Like, it's turned up in there. I'm not going and sitting down and not expecting to get pressed. Me. Yeah, like, like not Ice Spice. Me. Like, I don't understand. So that shit was just bad choices, I guess, if it was the truth. But it looked crazy. And I'm like, girl, you got to be smarter, especially when
she won't
lacking,
be doing that again.
Lacking in McDonald's.
Not, that won't happen again.
Let that be a lesson. And let that be a lesson to y'all and also to our children. If somebody approaches you and comes that close to you and is talking over you in a booth, you immediately hop up to figure shit out.
Yep.
Because if they pin you in that fucking booth, it's over.
It's like it's trying over. To fight from inside a car.
Yes, exactly. I've done that. Yeah. Like, I figured it out, but it's not fun.
I figured it out the hard way, too.
Yeah.
You're going to get hit.
It's not. I've actually had two fights like that. It's not fun.
Nope.
Just lean back and get them feet to work. Like, that's what you have to do. Put them feet to work. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
A
lot of those lessons get taught the hard way.
Yeah. She's not no kid, though. That's what makes me think.
You
like,
figure, like, she's from New York. Like, she would get that.
Yeah. You didn't feel the energy when the girl walked up? Somebody. And then the girl was like, she did an interview, like, the next day, immediately after.
Of course she did.
Lying, full on lying out her face. You know, she was so rude to me. Like, I walked up to her and I was just asking her, like, for a picture or something. She told this innocent story. Like, we ain't all heard the audio of you asking her and clapping, where you from, like, over and over and over. Oh, my God. You fully banged on her. And she's like, she was just so rude. And like, like, girl, get off the camera. Your moment is over. That shit was weird.
That's L.A. for you.
Yeah, yeah. I don't advise anybody to just be moving around like a civilian in L.A. unless you're ready to fight. Yeah. Like,
it'll fool you. L.A. will fool you because you think you're in a nice area.
Yeah.
And you're not, though.
For sure. Elon. Elon is in court currently fighting for the right for his AI, which is called like XAI or whatever, to be racist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not shocked. I am still fully disgusted.
I think Grok is his.
Grok is the one that's on Twitter that you could like ask it questions. Yeah. Is it connected to his AI?
It has like unhinged mode, which he's all for. So you can Grok X is AI is Grok, and you can set it to like on.
Wait, so the X AI is Grok?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe so.
Or is that just part of the X AI, overall?
I think what they call their AI. And they have an unhinged mode, so it'll talk crazy to you, all sorts of shit. Like, it's a thing. Promise.
So his bullshit is he's in court talking about his First Amendment rights. Are you even a citizen? Like, let's start there.
Yeah.
Are you even a citizen? What are you talking about? What? He's in court saying that basically he wants to reserve the right to discriminate against like maybe black sounding names and shit as far as like employment opportunities, home loans, shit like that. Like he wants to be able to fully discriminate. And they're like, no, sir, you can't fucking do that. And he's saying his rights are being violated. So that's actually disgusting. I might have the little article I was reading pulled up. As of April 2026, the AI company XAI is in federal court fighting a Colorado law designed, this should be a nationwide law, to prevent algorithmic discrimination in AI tools. XAI argues that the law, which targets bias in hiring, housing, and finance, violates its First Amendment rights by restricting the speech of its chatbot. Like, you're a fucking cartoon villain. Like, you, he's how evil villain. Can you be?
He's got multiple lawsuits going on.
At once, yeah.
One is filed by a Tennessee teenager alleging that Grok generated sexually explicit image of them without their consent. One in Baltimore says that... it's recreating and spreading non-consensual sexual content, like Dutch court. There's like seven lawsuits that he's
for him
all over the place.
That's why we ain't been hearing nothing from him lately, because he's busy going in all the courts.
He's been losing lawsuits. I've heard good. That much, which is good.
Because he's that fucking ridiculous. Like, what are we talking about? Yeah. Why are you wasting judges' time fighting for this shit? It's insane. It's fucking insane. Like,
15 lawsuits that he's fighting, and they're all racist, exposing kids, underage sex. He's
disgusting. Disgusting shit. Get him out of here. Get the AI out of here. Just stop. Speaking of racist shit, someone sent me today a man talking. So expat, you know what an expat is?
Yeah.
So expat, I've heard, and I never realized the way it's being used is when people are coming in from like white countries and like maybe wealthier countries to a less wealthy country to earn a living or whatever, they're called expats. But if you're coming from a brown country, maybe a less wealthy country, you're called an immigrant. And I'm like, wait a minute. And I get it. Like the actual definition, it's supposed to be like a temporary earning, like it's colonization. Let's call it what it is. But it's supposed to be like the difference is an immigrant is someone who makes a like permanent move to work, and the expat, it's supposed to be temporary, but that's never the way it's used when I see it in examples. Like, you know, it's always an Irish person, a Dutch person, or whatever.
Like a lot of expatriates, like Americans, and they move to like an Asian country, and they're
called expats.
Yeah.
It's you're an immigrant, bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
You're a fucking immigrant.
You're right. It's sort of like a way to use it that doesn't sound like,
because God forbid we call you an immigrant.
Which
yeah.
You are.
Yes. And I don't know why that never clicked. And it's really fucking offensive and disgusting. So I suggest we all start calling any white immigrants immigrants. I don't want to hear that fucking expat shit. You're an immigrant.
Yeah.
Like,
a lot of people that have like left America for Europe.
Or expats to Greenland. And you know, no, you're a fucking dirty American immigrant. Like, call it what it is.
Ex Patriot, a slang term for someone who no longer supports their homeland.
That's a different definition. Okay.
One of them.
That's a different way to put it, I mean.
One is just expat, a person residing outside their native country.
Yeah.
So, okay. Any way to put a racist twist on it.
Right. Make it sound whiter.
Yeah.
Whiter exactly. For them. Yeah. Interesting. I read about this woman in the UK. It's such a wild fucking story, and I saw some photos. She was getting married, not getting along with the husband's sister. And like an hour before the ceremony started, the sister walks over, says her name to get her attention. She turns around. I'm talking about in full hair, makeup, dress on, everything. Throws black ink all over her face, dress, everything. Like an hour before this, like people are already there. Like an hour before it starts. She went to fucking jail. She would have went to jail, would have whooped ass if that was me, probably a broken arm or a hip. But she went to jail, and I guess the wife handled it good. She cleaned up probably the best she could and still married him like maybe 2 or 3 hours later. But like, I don't know if she wore the dress or still had the stains on her face and shit. Like, you know how fucked up that is? Like, are you in love with him? What are we doing? Why are you fucking doing this? Taking it that far?
Any word on what the beef was about?
No, it just said that she didn't like her. She didn't like. So some people were like, would you still continue with the ceremony? Because not getting along with your in-laws can be a very stressful thing. Stressful on the marriage, stressful on you, on the future of your kids, how they're treated. Just there's, you know, all this shit. Or would you say, fuck them, like, you know, I'm not going to let you ruin this and still marry them?
Well, we just spent a whole lot of money we can't get a refund on, so we're going to make the best of it.
You would say we're going to try anyway.
I feel like, you know,
yeah.
People spend a lot on weddings.
So if you were getting married and the bride's brother came over and spray painted you in your suit, everything, everybody's there, like, you would still do it?
Absolutely not.
Then what are you fucking talking about?
I'm going to jail.
Oh, well, are you going to marry her from jail? Are you going to?
We'll reschedule.
But you'll still marry her. You won't be like, we got to resolve this first or
not
like,
all. We
no,
never have to see
you
don't give a fuck. Again.
That's her brother. Like, what do you mean? We never have to see. He's gone. Right. He's out of your life. What do you mean?
I mean, why do you have to see him again?
Oh, you're insane.
I mean,
it's her brother. I mean, I get it. People do cut off family, but like, let's say their relationship is good. Mm-hmm.
Well,
then
they
what?
They can hang out on like a Tuesday. I'm just saying you could coexist without ever having to see that person.
So you're still doing it. You have no concerns about your kids being treated bad or like you getting spray painted vandalism. You don't care about none of that.
The Looney Brothers.
Them coming and fucking up the studio.
He's probably only got 6 months before he's going to jail anyway. He's a loony fucking man.
For spray painting you. So you're still going to marry her.
Do you think that she's talking to him much? You just ruined my wedding?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm saying even from her perspective, like, I'm not talking to my brother again. I don't know.
But what if she's like, it's just my brother. He's just like that, babe. He's crazy.
Marry him.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So then you're like, nah.
I'm doing whatever my wife says.
Good answer. Good. That's always a good answer. But
after I whoop his ass and go to jail.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't tell you.
It's a sticky situation. Maybe I need to know more of the backstory. I need to know if they fooled around ever. I need to know more of whatever is going on. Because that's wild. And I just would worry about the treatment of my kids moving forward. Like, I was married to somebody and his mother didn't like me for a brief period. Not a long period, though. And she didn't fucking spray paint me or no shit.
But I feel like that happens a lot where in-laws don't get along with members of the family.
Yeah, that's true.
Just coexist somehow, loosely.
Yeah.
And then do you live in the same state? Like, how much do you really have to deal with that person?
That's true.
I don't know. I'm feeling like that's just a setback, but
minor setback, major comeback.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I feel that. I think maybe if it was like attempted murder or something, then it's like, I'm going to rethink this. I'm good. I'm probably going to like.
Yeah, if it's attempted murder, I'm rethinking a whole lot of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
paint, ink. Huh. We could probably work past that. Yeah. So I'm watching this show on Netflix right now. Surprise. I'm actually watching something. I can only get through like half an episode a night. So it's like taking me longer than it would have, but it's called False Prophet, I think. Let me see. It's called Trust Me, The False Prophet. It's about this dude named Sam, FLDS, has a bunch of wives. Like 9 of them are minors. Like, this lady and her husband start documenting them and getting close. This. Did you watch it?
I watched it all.
You watched the whole thing?
100%.
Oh, okay. It's wild.
It is.
Maybe you told me about it.
I don't think I did. But
okay. It's pretty wild.
It was. It's
he insane. Was the music video and the leather jacket.
The guy,
he was a little crazy.
The people that filmed it, he used to film videos in L.A. and they came out to live there. And then they started filming FLDS family that no longer whoever was in charge. It was some new guy in charge.
Yep.
Who had Bentleys.
He's the prophet now. The prophet. Yeah.
And
yeah.
He had Bentleys and 13-year-old wives. And then
yes.
He
had one that was like 9 years old and she looked like a little elementary school girl and was fully committed to him. It was the sickest shit.
And was letting them film it. Like was happy.
They gained his trust. They gained their trust. And then, when the couple that was documenting them, because like they didn't know this was really going on at first. And then when they started picking up on the pedo shit, they were like, we're documenting all of this. And now we're conducting an investigation. Yeah, and so they did the right thing. And they like built these relationships with the family and got closer. And she felt all this guilt about it. It's wild. Just watch it. It's fucking wild. If you haven't watched it, it's wild to see the guy and just like the delusion. He was thinking that he was going to marry the Queen of England.
Oh, yes. There was so much.
He wanted to shoot a music video to like entice her to move to Utah.
No, they did shoot a music video. They didn't try.
No, they did. They did. He had a white leather jacket that was fucking me up.
But it wouldn't quite zip up.
But it had this diagonal. Yeah. And it had like a diagonal zipper and like studs and shit.
And he had like all the matching Bentleys. Like he came up quick. He went from broke to like multiple Bentleys.
He did a $150,000 cash bail. I was like, oh, he's papered. Like
because he had all those women working at like Airbnbs.
Yes.
It was fucked up.
As he lays at home. Yeah.
But I was a little sketchy about the people that were filming it too. Like
really?
We just popped up out of nowhere and now we're filming it.
They're like they had a history of filmmaking and film.
And she had a history of being a member.
Oh, she did.
From earlier.
You're right. She had cult experience.
Yeah. It just.
So you think maybe they like seeked them out on purpose?
I just wanted to see what music videos he actually did in real life. That's the only
thing. Of course you did. Did you look him up?
No, but I'm like. It just seemed like.
I mean, they cracked the case. They got him locked up. I haven't finished it. I still got maybe 20 minutes left because I fell asleep with it on last night. I'll let you guys know what I think when it's done. But it's good. It's worth the watch. There ain't hella episodes. And they get to it. They get right to it. This one lady, like fucking hella her daughters went to him. And she was like not happy about that shit. And she was in it. She was wearing the fucking dress and had that hair and everything.
Everything's filmed. So that's what's crazy about this one. Like it's all there on film.
Yeah.
There's no like testimonials. It's literally you see it all.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
It is. That little girl was freaking me out. They were doing their family photo and shit. And they wanted to put her up on a step, like to make her appear higher, taller, because she was so fucking little. And they were like, nah, like let her be her. Like let her be small.
Her small 8-year-old
self. Oh my God. She was tiny, tiny young girl. And I'm like, they don't give a fuck. Like, how are you playing this off? Safeway.
He was telling them what was going on. Like it was really creepy. He felt way too comfortable.
Way too cool. Way too cool. He thought he was like Michael Jackson.
The jacket, you nailed it. Like
the jacket was killing me.
Leather, like
white leather.
But he never could close it. It was still too big. And then he was riding in the funny Bentley. I'm like,
yes. The jacket fucked me up probably the most out of the whole documentary.
He should have gone to jail the first week. Just yes. The Bentley and the jacket.
Yeah. Away. You're way too loud. it was crazy. Watch it, y'all. Please watch it. It's good. Yeah. Okay. I have a few write-ins. Some are some actual birthday write-ins, but I'm going to do a couple others first. I would like to please remain anonymous. Hi, Pat, longtime listener, first time write-in. As a longtime listener, I've been able to witness your growth and how you've been able to become less reactive, but still never let anyone play with you. And it's a balance I admire so much and try to have as well. That said, I just wanted your perspective on a situation. I apologize in advance for how long this is. My boyfriend and I got pregnant with our first baby about 2 years ago, pretty early into our relationship, but it was the best thing that has ever happened to us. Since it was early in the relationship, I knew his family, but hadn't been around long enough to see the ugly side of some of them. While I was pregnant, his older sister was constantly overstepping boundaries. This is crazy considering the story that I just fucking told a minute ago. Trying to get attention and just doing things that generally pissed me off. I tried my hardest to let things go because I knew she had struggled with fertility issues, and I felt like the fact that we had got pregnant so easily might have been triggering for her. However, she would do things like only referring to my child as her baby, which wasn't a big deal at first, but started to feel weird after a while. She looked up and found a 3D ultrasound clinic near my house, which I had already said I didn't want, when she lived over an hour away and was insisting that we needed to go and she would pay for it. Okay, this is getting weird. She went as far as trying to modify my registry via my boyfriend's phone. She would tell me I didn't know things because I never had a baby. And I eventually snapped at her and said, well, neither have you, so I don't know what we're talking about. I even snapped at my boyfriend over the phone for not putting her in her place and telling her to mind her business, which he agreed and apologized for. Later, when it was time for my baby shower, someone told my sister, who eventually told me, that at the party, they overheard her talking about me, saying things like I was a bitch for not coming out more often, 1 hour away to where my boyfriend's family lives. How me and my boyfriend were always fighting, which was not true. And that if she was there when I snapped at my boyfriend, she would have choked me. This is conversation at my fucking baby shower, bitch. I told my boyfriend, who confronted her, and she denied it all and said the person was lying. She told my boyfriend she didn't do it, but would apologize just so I would let it go. I told him absolutely fucking not, and that she should keep her empty ass apology. Months later, when I was in the hospital right after giving birth, it was said that she admitted to another family member that she said those things. But I was freshly postpartum, depressed, and didn't care to even deal with it. Since then, my boyfriend and I have distanced ourselves a lot. There have also been a lot of other issues and incidents over the last year since I refused to be friendly with her, and she's often not included in our plans and gets pissed. I've been the bigger person as best as I can be and say hi when we're at family gatherings, but it's just become a known thing that I don't fuck with her and don't even pretend to. Fast forward, over a year ago now, she is finally pregnant, which I'm genuinely happy for her about. And she said she and her enabling Charlie Kirk loving husband are still talking about the baby shower incident, saying she cries about it so much. Wait, how are you crying, bitch? And you was running your mouth at my baby shower. She still cries about it so much, and they wanted to talk about it with us. Part of me thinks they only said this because she wants everyone's attention now that she's pregnant and for everyone to play happy family. That same part of me is also mad that they're painting me out like I'm mean for refusing to let it go. Yeah, that's bullshit. My boyfriend called her and told her we heard what they had been saying and were very much open to having a conversation because I'm no longer postpartum and have nothing but time to hold this bitch accountable. She initially agreed and said we could do it, but it's been weeks and they continue to avoid us. Thea Pat, I am fed up. Part of me wants to let it go because she's pregnant and I feel like it may be high risk due to her age and weight. No shade. But the other part of me is angry. That when I was pregnant and constantly being upset and talked about, nobody gave a fuck. Aside from the incidents I mentioned, there were several other things that she did to me while pregnant. Yeah, that's a fucking problem. I'm sorry, sister. No, sister. Should I just confront her next time we see her at a family function? Nothing crazy, no yelling or anything, but just force her to have the conversation. I'm also so scared she'll start crying and I'll be left looking like the evil person bullying the pregnant girl, which she would love. She would eat that up. Maybe I should just send her a text. I don't know what to do anymore, but the rage this situation has filled me with is starting to get overwhelming, and all I want to do is pop off. Thinking how vulnerable I was during my pregnancy makes me feel like I have to stand up for that version of myself. Any advice would be appreciated, and I'm so sorry this was so long. Love you and all the amazing content you've been putting out. You are seen and appreciated. Thank you so much. She's going to try to throw fucking ink on you because she wants your man.
That's where
she
I was
wants
at.
Her brother.
I was like, get the ink ready.
Get the backup dress ready because she's going to fucking do it. Overbearing fucking sisters like that are so gross. Like, I would ask her in front of the whole family, do you want to fuck him? Do you want his dick? Because why are you acting like this? Don't do that. I'm just talking shit. But seriously, like, she's weird as fuck. Maybe now that she's having her own goddamn baby, she could stop imposing on your family and, like, you know, live her life. I don't know. I like the fact that they've been avoiding y'all because then you don't have to deal with them.
Right.
The family knows the bitch is messy. She admitted finally that she was at your baby shower running her dirty mouth.
She wants some licks back, though.
It sounds like it. She's now she's not in postpartum and she's ready to kick shit up.
Wait
but
till she has the baby and maybe.
Yeah. 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 If she's still pregnant, don't even talk to her about it right now. Just wait. And then maybe y'all could rumble later when she's healed and shit, you know, because she is a bitch. And like, I don't like that. And I don't like that she was like giving you a hard time while you were fucking pregnant. So part of me does feel like she deserves a hard time while she's pregnant. Mm-hmm. I don't know. A little tit for tat. I'm good with whatever you're good with. I'm good with all the activities. So if you
wait till both people are
back, a fair fight,
and then or just take a shot.
Yeah, maybe make some snide remarks when next time you're at a family function. Like, I'm not gonna be like this bitch. Like, I'll wish you the best and be nice and not try to force a 3D sonogram on you. I don't know. That shit is bizarre. Get the fuck out of my baby's business. But yeah, I'm happy that you're good and, you know, she's distant. Yeah. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck her.
Okay. This one, I think, also wants to be anonymous. Hey, Pada, where's Crystal been and when's she coming back? Anyways. All right, let me address that real quick. I don't think she's coming back, unfortunately. If you have missed, if you're not in the Patreon, there is an explanation in there. And it's called But I'm the Bad Guy, Part 1. I suggest you go join if you're not there. That'll answer all your questions. Moving on. My question is, how do you get over a breakup? And have you ever dated a narcissist? Have I? Going through it right now. I'm focusing on my goals right now, focusing on my diet and fitness and getting back into doing nails so I can be a nail tech one day. I find myself crying all the time and I'm having a hard time getting over the relationship from all the gaslighting and manipulation on his part. The truth lets me know that this person was the problem, not me. I just feel so disrespected and hurt. Anyways, love you. Take care. Yes, I've dated a narcissist. Yes, they will gaslight and try to manipulate the fuck out of you to get their way, to keep you engaging even after the breakup, to keep you like feeding their ego and shit. Like, don't give them any attention. Don't feed them. I hope like you've cut off all contact. I'm sorry that you're still crying and like struggling with this, but I'm so happy that you're focused on like your diet and fitness and, you know, pursuing doing nails, that you have that interest. Keep yourself fucking busy. And just keep in mind now moving forward that you have examples of what to look for in other people to run if you see it. Like, now you know what the gaslighting feels like. Now hopefully you can identify when someone's trying to manipulate you. Take that fucking lesson. And when you spot that in anyone else, in a friendship, in a partner, in a relative, in anybody, get the fuck away as quick as possible. And it'll get easier. Time fixes everything. It'll definitely get easier for you. And fucking with somebody new, a nice, fresh, new distraction, that's always really good to get your mind off of like the hurt. So I am a supporter of that idea. Do that. And I wish you the best.
It'll get better.
It will. Okay, I have some birthdays. Hang on. This one is about Elrod. Hi, Pat. I'm writing in because I just listened to your episode with Leanne, a.k.a. Mexikish, and I was obsessed. The episode wasn't long enough. Her story is amazing. I just wanted more. I had seen you tag her art in posts before, but never did a full deep dive on her, and I was missing out. Anyways, the episode was great. You asked such fun questions, and I would love to hear her and neighbor Bill on the pod soon. And also her man. Her man has a really interesting story to tell, too. We are working on that for sure. So no worries. It's coming. And thank you for that.
And there's about an extra hour on.
There is an extra hour, Pie with Pat on Patreon. Mm-hmm. So if you didn't see that, and yeah, we have more content coming. So thank you for the feedback. Okay, is today the 22nd?
Yes, you just asked.
Did I already ask you? Okay, because, all right, it still is.
10 minutes later.
Birthday write-in for April 22nd, so we're right on time. Happy birthday, Melissa, Swell Mel, to my fellow HD listener turned real-life friend. I am so glad you had posted about listeners in the Texas area in the HD group years ago. I got lucky to find a friend who is laid back, doesn't judge my chaos, and not only tolerates my kids, but has gotten to know each of them and respect their ways, especially my Sour Patch kid. Let's get together for a steak dinner when I get back from LA, or do another zoo day in the sweltering heat after a few parking lot drinks. That sounds cute. Hope you have an amazing birthday. Love you. And that's from Jesse. Love that. Hang on. I think I had one more. Okay. Dear Pat. Hello. I hope you're still doing birthday write-ins. I'm Alex, longtime listener. You read my write-in like 2 years ago about having a human toilet. Okay, I remember you. And I would like to do a birthday write-in for my Aries bestie, Caitlin, who turned me on to your show back then. Her birthday is April 16th. I'm a little late. I'm sorry, Caitlin. P.S. She also has been pressing me to subscribe to Patreon for a while. And today, my broke ass finally subscribed. Thank you. Caitlin is one of the best people to talk justified shit with. She will defend her friends to the end of the earth, and also be the first one to call them out when they're in the wrong. You need friends like that. Yeah. That's important. If someone is sucking all the air out of the room and being annoying and talking about themselves and just being crusty, Caitlin will say something and make them shut the fuck up, even if they cry or fight first. I have seen this happen several times. I'm thinking of one specific time at Cheer Up Charlie's. She always does it in a smart way, too, like she'll use logic and reasoning to bring you down a peg. I love that. But aside from being an Aries, she's also so big-hearted and empathetic, always rooting for the underdog, always on the right side of her story, Free Palestine, Sudan, Congo, and all oppressed people. I just love her so much. She's obsessed with dogs and has her own dog grooming business. Mm. Everyone should follow her IG, I Love Dogs TX. I love that.
That's cute.
Especially if you live in Austin. Everyone loves Caitlin, and if they don't, no offense, but they are the problem. I hope you read this because it's been about 2 years that I've been wanting to write this, but my ADHD and or whatever else I got has been delaying the process. Either way, I love you, Pat, and that's from Alex. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Alex, and happy birthday, Caitlin, and all the other birthday babies I mentioned. Thank you for being here with us. I just want to take a minute to sincerely thank everyone, all the kittens that are in the clubhouse, because I've said it a million times, you guys have been a really strong support system for me through all of this chaos that's been going on. It's been on my neck since January, and I'm leaning on you guys more than ever, and I've started personal friendships with a lot of you, and just I look forward to hearing from you guys every day in the chats and seeing what you're eating for dinner and seeing your new nail designs and your pets, and we really are a family, and this is what I always wanted, and it's that more so now than it ever was before. So I really just appreciate you guys' presence and support in my life. So
yeah,
that's it. Thank you. My birthday is coming. I got a present today. Can I say what it is?
What'd you get?
I got a Rolex, you guys. I got a Roly. So yeah, that's a big girl gift. Big girls in the building. Just wanted to share that excitement. I will share it in the chat also, but yeah, my birthday is coming, and you know what I want? I want positive reviews on iTunes. So if you want to do something for me, go do that, please, and hang out with us in the clubhouse. Okay, that's it. I love you so much. Bye. Thank you.